Most of everyone around me knows that I am an open book. My desire is to make an impact on people in the most positive way, that when they walk away, they feel inspired and they feel comforted knowing that you can do the big things in life while figuring it out along the way. My hope for this podcast is that I can design a space to find the fuel that you might need to push through those limiting beliefs or to get out of those valleys that you're going through in your life alongside me. We're in this together. I don't have things figured out, but I'm willing to share and fuel you as I continue to be the person who is the wife choosing to show up for my marriage and find ways to stay in love. Being a mother of two boys who test my patience to the core while inspiring me to be better at the same time. And being a leader and a founder of a nonprofit organization that works hard to change the lives of those with disabilities. So in all those things, this episode today, I'm mixing it up. And maybe I will continue to do the segment if you like it. Which brings me to my next favor. If you like this Real Talk with Quick Answers episode and you want more, then share it with a friend or post it in your stories and tag me so I know that some of these takeaways from today's episode resonated with you and you are going to apply it to do the damn thing and be the best version of yourself. As much as I love fueling my community, it fuels me to know the impact I am making. So let's connect. I want to hear about it. So without any more waiting, let's dive into today's Real Talk with five real and raw quick answers. Grab your favorite drink. Today, for these questions, I'm drinking one of my faves, Diet Dr. Pepper. So who's ready? Buckle up, Buttercup, and get ready to get real and raw. Today is a little bit more special because you are listening to this and we are 2 days away from my birthday if you're listening to it in real time, because my birthday is August the 14th and I will actually be in Hilton Head on a girls' trip to celebrate. And so I'm super excited, but I thought that this episode would be just really quick and fun because I haven't done one of these in a while and I get some of these questions that they get asked me all the time. So it's my fun way of just pouring into you and having fun while doing a podcast. So question number one, what is your favorite makeup routine? Well, right now I have found and discovered It Cosmetics, and that's kind of my favorite brand right now. And one of the things that I've been trying to get better about is I'm horrible about washing my face at night and getting in that routine, but I've been getting better and putting, you know, I'm in that stage, you know, I'm talking about my birthday, an anti-wrinkle cream, which I never thought would come, but I'm there. And so probably one of if I was talking about my routine is a new little tip and trick that I learned. I think it was at one of, I was getting my makeup done for one of Puzzle Pieces fundraising events that I did. And the makeup artist, you done my eyeshadow first and done all of my eyes and then my foundation. And I've never done that. I've always done my concealer, my foundation first, and then my eyes were last. And she was saying that doing your eyes first, you know, that way, the shadows and stuff like that, that might sprinkle down on your face, you can wipe your face, and really, have a distinct line in your eye makeup, at your eyelid, when you do your foundation after, which is a duh moment, right? But I never did that. I guess I need to I'm not one of those people that watched people teaching me, whatever that's called right now. I don't watch those videos. Isn't it funny how we just get in routines of how we fix our hair, how we do our makeup, what clothes we wear? We just kind of get, this is who we are and we don't break our routine. I'm getting better about trying to mix it up, right? So you can teach an old dog new tricks, right? All right, number two. What is your favorite podcast to listen to when you want to be inspired or to fuel your personal mindset? Ooh, I have so many favorite ones, but probably like a pump up one, like for personal, I like is Empower Her podcast by Keisha Fitzgerald. I think she's changed her last name. She just recently got married, but it is Empower Her podcast. So I like that for like a quick personal pickup. One of my favorite ones for like professional, like leadership, quick one is John Brennan. No, not John Brennan. That's a music star. Brandon. Oh my gosh. The Brandon Show. I'm going to have to look it up in real time right now. Bear with me. I'm looking it up. It is The Brendan Show. The Brendan Show. He does that growth habit. I think it's an app that just came out not too long ago, and the High Five or the High Performance Habits book, he wrote that. So definitely that is right now my go-to podcast if I want to be fueled like leadership wise. Probably they're like quick nuggets. I like a quick nugget of a podcast, even though I ramble on my own. Okay, so number three, what is one activity you wish you could do more of? Ooh, I wish I could travel more with my husband, like on just like getaway, like weekend getaways. I love a trip that like you leave out on a Thursday and come back on a Sunday. I've just recently figured out that I love to travel. I love the airport. I love flying. I love all the things. And yeah, I think I would do more weekend getaways with my husband. Just as time to reconnect, and kind of pour into each other because we raised two children and he left his career and opened his own company. So we're always in the hustle and the grind. And yeah, it would just be for us to kind of get away and not have to be anything but just be with each other and be goofy. I like that. I definitely like that. So, and probably if I had more time, like it would be to exercise, but I lie there too. I'm lying because I do have time. I just don't make, like, you know, if I have extra time, I'm definitely not going to exercise. Number four, if you could have lunch with anyone famous, who would it be? Okay, there's two people, and one's not famous, but there's two people that I would love to have lunch with, and that would be Oprah. Like, she is the real deal. Like, I would love to have lunch with her. I'm one of those, like, I wonder if she has a podcast. You know, I haven't never looked that up. But I love looking up her speeches, like definitely like a graduation speech or something that she gives. I love looking those up on YouTube. She has some great ones. And then probably someone like, I have to throw in my Grandma Ruth. I wish like my Grandma Ruth passed right before I had my first child. And I was still a school teacher then. I just wish that if I could, like, now that she's passed, like, oh, you know how they always say, like, if you could have lunch with someone who's dead or still alive or whatever, who that would be. And so that would be my Grandma Ruth. Like, she would be so proud. And she just was my biggest cheerleader and thought I was amazing. And, whew, I didn't realize that I was going to cry. But I just, you know how you have that family member that you just wish that they could see me now type of thing. And knowing how it's something amazing for a person when they know someone is proud of them. And we need to remember that. Like, we need to share that more with other people. Like, when we recognize that we're proud of somebody, we need to say that because there's no better feeling than that feeling when you know someone's proud of you. I don't know. Anyways. Oh, number five, what is one habit you currently do that you know is bad and you want to change it? Oh, mine's Netflix. I'm a Netflix binge watcher and it's not good. So like I do have these challenges every now and then of how many days I can go without watching TV. Because I totally, if you listen to some of the other podcasts about like identifying what fuels you and what depletes you, definitely TV depletes me. I use it as an escape from mindless activity when I'm overwhelmed or when I'm procrastinating. And then it becomes deeper into my anxiety because I get hooked and I stay up all night and I binge watch because I'm one of those people. If there's a, what are they called? Like a cliffhanger. Like if you're going to leave me guessing at the end, I'm going to have to watch another episode. Like I can't go to sleep. I got to know who dies or who, you know, like who's in love with who, like I got to know it. Movies are probably a better jam for me than they are the series. But when you could start DVRing and then when Netflix came and you can binge watch seasons, not good for me. It's a bad habit. And I know when I'm out of my jam, it's because I'm watching too much TV. And just because it's around birthday time for me, I thought I would throw in a bonus question of what is my favorite memory of my birthday? And I couldn't think of one, but I will say this. I'm going to summarize. One of the favorite things I love around my birthday time is because I'm surrounded by many people with disabilities. For those that are new here, I have a nonprofit organization called Puzzle Pieces, which we support people with disabilities. And their excitement when it's my birthday isn't the greatest joy ever. Like the cards and the little handmade gifts and sometimes nice gifts that are gifted. So there's something amazing about a thoughtful gift, like an intention. Like I love receiving gifts. I love giving these type of gifts too. But I love receiving gifts that have intention and meaning of they thought about you when gifting that. Not just a generic like bought like a candle or body lotion. Like we all need that. And I'm not saying that those are horrible gifts. But I just, there's something I can almost write you down every intentional gift I've ever had. And price is not a thing. It's the meaning behind it and the thought that went into it that means the most. But probably one of my greatest memories of my birthday wasn't actually too long ago. I wrote and published my first ebook, Blessings in Disguise, The Emotional Impact of Being a Sibling to a Brother or a Sibling with a Disability. And I launched it and went live on my birthday. And one of my best friends, we went on to a couple's date. And when she picked me up, when they picked us up at our house to go celebrate my birthday, she had champagne and cupcakes, not just to celebrate my birthday, but just to also celebrate the accomplishment. I love like launching new things on my birthday for some reason. Like I think it's just like a cool thing. Like I love, like if I ever write, not if I ever, because I am going to write a book, but when I write a book, I'm definitely going to launch it on my birthday. It's just a thing I like to do. And now probably my favorite thing is in the last 3 years, I've gone on girls' trip on my birthday. So if you're listening to this in real time, you'll be listening to it on while I'm on girls' trip. And it's a fun thing. Not many things in my life that I let my hair down and really just decompress and enjoy the seconds, because there's so many angles to life that I navigate that I never can shut off. But girls trip, I do that. And it's just, I get to be Amanda and I don't have to be, you know, Amanda with Puzzle Pieces or Amanda, you know, with, you know, the children's book author or the podcaster, the mom, the wife. I just get to be Amanda. And there's something amazing about that. So, yeah, I hope that you love this rapid and fire questions. Just to kind of, I think it's important to get to know the person that you tune into. And hopefully to get to know me, you understand the journey, because this is not a come look at me type of things. I have this shit show figured out. It is literally come along this journey and let's do the shit show together and grow and learn as we have mistakes and as we have celebrations and all of the things. I just love to connect and fuel each other. So until next time, dream big and do the damn thing. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you share it with someone? Or share it on social media and tag me. I am so glad we are on this journey together. Let's keep this relationship going because I am here for it. Follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Pieces of Me by Amanda and DM me to join one of my private groups where we can dive even deeper into disabilities or finding your passion and purpose. Let's fuel each other.